This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In many parts of the country, the real estate market was already tight amid pandemic low interest rates. With vaccinations and spring weather, the open houses are in full swing. And from the seller's point of view, there's lots of delightful cash offers, bidding wars, houses selling as is. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, there are some encouraging signs for those looking to buy.
Wes Chernin and Eliza Kinrose started shopping for a house in Portland, Oregon last September, and by the time their lease expired in November, they still hadn't found one.
We've been doing month-to-month Airbnbs for the past, 6 months, I think.
Yeah. Then a couple weeks ago, after more than 60 home tours and 7 failed bids, they finally got a house.
It's sort of a small but very cute little, quintessential Portland bungalow. We shed some tears when we found out we got it.
Price, $435,000. They went in over asking, and it worked. No bidding war. Their broker, Brad Twiss, thinks the market might be loosening up, at least in Portland.
We're seeing more listings, and not only that, but we're seeing buyers get a little bit more power back.
In the past month, he's had offers accepted that weren't the highest, but had better terms.
And Wes and Eliza, it's like, we got a closing cost credit for some repairs. I don't know the last time we did that. It does feel promising.
There's some data to back him up. Zillow recently reported that overall inventory nationally was down just over 1% in March, compared to drops of around 8% in January and February. And economist Matt Speakman says new listings were up 30%.
So, that does indicate that sellers are growing more confident. There is sort of an increasing propensity to list your home.
And in the coming months, as people find out what their post-pandemic work lives are going to look like, Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin, says more of them may be willing to move.
That's going to give people more confidence to buy a home because they're just going to know what that home should be like for their future.
But unless a whole lot more homes come onto the market,
whatever comes up for sale will just get snapped up.
That's Mark Fleming, chief economist with First American.
By largely the millennial first-time home buyer who hasn't lost their job, thankfully, in the pandemic and is trying to capture a 3.5% or lower mortgage rate with all of that buying power.
And until mortgage rates go up, he doesn't see that changing. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.